Your foot.
And I have 2
feet.
And say if I get down in this position, you say I...
You're squatting, probably. Uh-huh. Squatting, yeah.
Any other way of saying that?
Well, stooping or kneeling.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear down on your haunches or...
Yeah, haunches? Yeah, sure. On your haunches, sure.
Uh-huh. What part is your haunches?
Well, I don't know what part it is, but whenever you're down like this, you're on your haunches.
Uh-huh. What about
this? Or you're all fours or something.
Uh-huh. This sensitive bone here.
That's a crazy bone, you know? Uh-huh. Something like, what are you talking? Yeah, they got something there. Well, we call a crazy bone, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I thought that was in your arm, your crazy bone. You know, but anyhow, when you hit it, you just get a shock. You know?
Uh-huh.
But this is what you—that's shin, you know, down mm-hmm. there. Huh?
Say, if someone had been sick for a while, you'd say, "Well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit."
Oh, let me see. Peel. What did he say?
Weak.
No, we got another word for that. It started with a P or something, I don't know. But anyhow, I'm trying to get back to what all the people use, you know, people.
Peek it?
Yeah, they use something like that. Where it started with a P, I know, you know, uh-huh. something like that.
What about someone who's in real good shape? You'd say he's big and...
He's big and strong, or big and strong, or big and healthy.
Uh-huh. What if he's getting a little bit overweight? You say that he's
fat.
Do you ever say stout or husky?
Yeah, stout. Yeah, you say stout.
Uh-huh. Do you ever use that word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
I've heard it used, but, you know, mm-hmm. we haven't used it. You know, but I've heard it used, you know, about anything that's strong, you know, whether it's a liquid or mm-hmm. solid or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
They speak of stout in reference to something that's strong,
mm-hmm.
you know, if it's whiskey or whatever, uh-huh. you know.
Someone who's always smiling, doesn't lose his temper, you'd say that he's...
I don't know, happy, jolly, or friendly, or...
Mm-hmm. What about someone like a teenage boy who seems to be just all arms and legs? You'd say
skinny?
Uh-huh. Or yeah. if he's always stumbling and dropping things?
Clumsy.
Okay. And would you use the word fool much? What does fool mean?
Fool, yeah. If you have crazy, you're a fool, you know?
Mm-hmm. Is it...
Yeah, huh? What you saying?
Is it a word that, you know, people sort of hesitate to use, or...?
It's kind of... In a sense, I guess years ago it was more or less... In my home, we thought it was something like cursing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When we use a fool, you know, when you call one person a fool, you know, it was referring to him as being stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama, you know, said it was, you know, it was cursing to us, you know,
mm-hmm.
to call a person a fool.
Mm-hmm.
But the word meant that he's doing something stupid,
mm-hmm.
you know, or something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
When you say a person is fool. You know, foolish.
Mm-hmm.
He's crazy, you know, he's ready for the Jackson Asylum, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about someone who has a lot of money but never spends a cent? You'd call him a...
He's tight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's tight. Or...
Or he'd be a... What?
He's a miser or... What else we call... I don't know, there are several names for it. Stingy.
Mm-hmm. What about saying old person? Maybe I could